After a round of all-night talks, baseball negotiators are reported to be on the verge of a settlement that could avert a strike. There is no report of a final deal, but teams that are scheduled to play today were told to go to ballparks in case the settlement is reached. NPR's Tom Goldman joins me now. That sounds like good news, but where do things stand here, kind of on the very brink of the deadline?
Sounds like good news. Renee, you can almost hear those overpriced $10 hot dogs starting to sizzle at ballparks around America. We are close. As you said, they went through the night into this morning, and you have to believe that they want to make a deal at this point just to stave off exhaustion. But players and owners have been talking. That's the real good part of this, because in 1994, when we had the disaster strike before, they weren't even talking before the players went out on strike. So they're getting closer, and things are seeming optimistic at this point.
Well, you know, ball teams are going to the ballparks. Are games likely to be played today?
Well, we still don't know. An interesting vigil has been going on at Fenway Park, home to the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox have been grounded since about 7:30 a.m. Eastern time today, as these talks have gone on, because they've been scheduled. They were scheduled to fly to Cleveland to play, and people have been waiting outside to see if there's any movement. If the Red Sox get on the bus, that means we're getting closer to an agreement. Within the last half hour, they started putting equipment on the bus. So people are reading that as a good sign. The Red Sox may be moving to the airport, to their charter, to head to Cleveland for tonight's game. And we just have to wait and see. They are working on a deadline right now of about 3.5 hours, which is the start time for the first game today, which is in Chicago, a 3:20 in the p.m. Starting time, Eastern time. For that Chicago St. Louis game, and they want to make a decision, because if they're going to go on strike, they're going to have to announce it at least a couple of hours before that, because they don't want all the players out on the field, the fans in the stands, and then calling a strike. That would just be a devastating image at this point.
Let's just do a quick review of the main issues, and I mean really quick.
main issues that they are dealing with: a luxury tax. So these are things that they say will restore competitive balance to baseball. A luxury tax on the top spending teams, a revenue sharing, the rich teams giving to the poor. Or in a sense. Another issue that's up is contraction, getting rid of a couple of teams. They apparently have tabled that until 2006, through the length of this contract. Those right now are the big issues.
Well, Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Tom Goldman.